Hi, and welcome to the 9th episode of Boosting Your E-Commerce Journey. This is Himanshu Parab, your host. In today's episode, we discuss the psychology of pricing in e-commerce, some of the important techniques and its advantages. For listeners who have joined us for the first time, just to give you a background, being in technology in India and US for 25 years in software development, which includes both product development and software services. In recent times, spent a considerable amount of time in e-commerce and we are simply loving it. One of the key reasons we started with the podcast was because in our discussion with many budding entrepreneurs who are trying to grow their business online, we noticed that there is a constant need for some form of support and direction, notably when there are obstacles or challenges along the way in e-commerce, particularly for first-generation entrepreneurs. So we decided why not reach out and share our perspective on e-commerce and possibly the way forward. All this while making e-commerce fun, insightful, and engaging. What is the psychology of pricing? Let me take an example. Imagine you walk into a store and you see two items next to each other. One is priced at 1,000 rupees and the other is 999 rupees. Which one are you more likely to pick? Most people would choose the cheaper, which is the 999 item. Even though it's just a rupee less. Why? Because it feels cheaper. Another pricing related, but at a broader level, example for today's discussion and very interesting is DMart. If you might know, DMart is averaging around 27% annual return for the past 10 years. Yes, you've heard it right. 27% annual return for the past 10 years. Its trailing 12-month revenue for 2024 is touching around 540 billion rupees. One of key DMart's strength is its perceived ability to offer high quality products at a competitive price to its customers. It goes without saying that the customers love it and keep coming for more. With their pricing techniques, DMart makes their prices seem more appealing as compared to their competitors, hence creating a loyal customer base and eventually increasing their overall sales. While we're on the topic of DMart, you might be curious as about how they go about their low pricing. So I guess I'll take a brief segue here to discuss what they do differently to achieve lower pricing to make it attractive for their customers. For this discussion, I'll discuss the five areas that they're focused more that have resulted in their significant growth. The first that comes to my mind is store ownership. DMart saves money by owning most of its stores instead of renting them. Though it would seem like a significant initial capital investment, in the long run, it saves significantly on the rental cost overheads, not to mention rental increases over time, thus allowing the company to save more and pass on the benefits of lower prices to the customer. The second significant point is efficient supply chain. DMart has created fast-moving supply chain by partnering with small number of reliable suppliers. This strong but long-term relationship with suppliers helps DMart get better prices and they share those savings with the customers. Third on the list is cluster-based expansion. Instead of opening stores everywhere at once, DMart focuses on fully covering one region at a time. This strategy makes their operation more efficient and helps bring a strong brand in each area before moving to the next. Fourth is, everyday low prices. Everyday low prices means DMart keeps the price consistently low so customers can visit any day and find products at affordable prices. Unlike other retailers who rely on big sales or occasional discount, DMart focuses on low prices every day. And the last, also significant, is targeting the middle class. DMart actually focuses on serving the middle class needs and the lower middle class families, which has been key to their success. These groups make up a large part of India's population and care about getting good value for their money. Now, coming back to the topic of the podcast, which is again the psychology of pricing in e-commerce. Let us outline some of the key pricing techniques that are typically used by merchant, often individually as a technique or in combination to maximize the impact and chosen mostly based on circumstances such as customer mindset, timing, and or the competitive analysis and as such. So here we go with the top 7 techniques that effectively imply the psychology of pricing. I'll first start with the odd and even pricing. I think you must have seen that very often, where merchants often price many products just below the whole number. Like for example, a rupees 99, 199 or a 999, instead of what should logically be a 100, 200 or a 1000 rupee item, respectively. A trusted technique which you will often see while shopping. For buyers, psychologically, it makes them feel that the prices are lower, even though the difference might be minimal, and this is proven to work. As an example, you know, if you go to online stores such as Myntra, a fashion retailer, you will see charm pricing in its marketing strategies, pricing items, for example, a 1299 instead of a 1300, appealing to the customer's perception of value. The next one and the second one is anchoring effect, when merchants often place similar products with different prices next to each other to change how customers perceive the value. For example, if a product costs 500 rupees and another somewhat similar product costs 350 to 300, the higher priced product sets the benchmark or anchor and subsequently makes the lesser priced product look like a better deal. This technique makes the lower price product more appealing by comparing it with the higher one, often resulting in a purchase by the buyer. The third on my list is bundling. Merchants will often bundle products and offer them at a relatively lower price as compared to being bought separately. A good example would be, for example, you go to McDonald's. Apart from the burger, you would often get a Sprite or a Pepsi along with fries, all at a discounted price overall. I'm sure we have often purchased the combo deal, right? For merchants, this serves multiple purposes. It reduces the marketing cost since they are selling two or more items instead of one. Additionally, and more importantly for the merchant, it is a better medium to sell products that are not as popular and would otherwise lie on the shelf longer. The fourth on my list is price comparison on the same product. One of the most overused and effective strategies is price comparison. Here the merchant doesn't just show the discounted price, they will also display the original price. The psychological impact that it makes on the customers, where they feel they're getting a great deal, even when the discount is relatively small, or oftentimes made up by escalating the original price. The fifth one on the list is tiered pricing. A tier pricing strategy means offering different versions of the product at different prices. Each price level or tier has its own set of features or quality. This allows the customer to pick up the options that suits their needs and budget. For example, if a merchant is selling shirts, he can offer a normal shirt for 500 rupees, a formal shirt for 800 and a party wear shirt for 1500. By giving different price options, your e-commerce business can attract more customers and make more money by encouraging people to choose right and often the higher priced options. Sixth on my list is buy one, get one free. We've all been there. Another popular psychological pricing method. This strategy works by offering a large discount to attract customers. When buyer purchases two identical items at 50% discount, they're essentially paying a full price for one and getting the second one for free. People are more likely to buy when they feel they're getting something extra or free with their purchase. This approach works because many customers find it hard to understand percentage discounts and are naturally attracted towards lower prices. The seventh one on my list is prestige pricing. This strategy is commonly used for luxury or high-end products. Companies intentionally sell their prices higher than their competitors to make their products appear more valuable. The goal is to convince customers that a higher price means better quality. This is somewhat the opposite of the prior six techniques, but with the same purpose: to elevate the value of the product in the eyes of the buyer. So for example, Apple, we all know, is known for utilizing prestige pricing. It sells its product at a higher price than their competitors. They convey a sense of luxury and exclusivity, making customers feel that the products are of high quality and prestige. This approach helps them build a strong, positive image of the brand in the minds of the customer. So, to round up, these techniques that we have discussed, seven techniques that we have discussed, are ways businesses set prices to make products feel more valuable, appealing to customers psychologically without actually changing much. It is not just about changing prices, it's about tapping into how customers' brains react to the numbers and the deals. This method triggers the customer's mind by noticing the small changes in the price. And this tiny difference makes the customer feel that they are getting a great deal. So next on the list is we discuss the advantages and the areas of caution using the psychology of pricing techniques. We just discussed the seven techniques which apply on the psychology of pricing. It is also important to understand the benefits, but also identify those circumstances when you need to be cautious so as not to be adversely impacted by the same techniques. I'll start first with the advantages. I think I'll identify the top three and the obvious ones. The first is boosting your sales through smart pricing. Psychological pricing works like a magnet, drawing customers into making products feel affordable. This technique creates excitement and turns a maybe into a confident yes. This clear approach promotes sales as more customers are attracted to the pricing. For example, Zomato uses pricing strategies like discounts and special offers to encourage customers to order food more often. These strategies not only help keep customers coming back, but they also often lead to higher valued orders. The second one is, you know, higher perceived value, happier customer. Once a customer gets to know that the merchant is offering a better deal, it is obvious that the customer will buy and suggest others to buy. That's how psychological pricing works. Customers feel smart for getting a bargain and they buy without a hesitation, often leading to stickiness and possible loyalty. The third and the last one on this list is it's very easy to do for the merchant and test. And this is probably the best part. Changing the prices is super easy and it's super fast. You don't need to make any huge changes. You just need to play around the numbers. So instead of 100, just put in a 99 or a 95 for the same product and see how the customers react. It's a simple experiment that can bring in more sales, but more importantly, very fast or rather swiftly. Now, let us talk about the areas of caution. We just spoke about the advantages and there are many more. It's also important to outline some of the disadvantages that could come along the way if you are not being cautious. So I'll highlight two or three that come to my mind. Some people might not like your tactics over a period of time. Let me explain further. If these techniques are overdone or misused blatantly over time, customers might feel that they have been tricked, that this is a manipulation tactic and it becomes obvious. They might think, are the sellers trying to fool me? So it's important to be honest and open with the pricing to keep the customer's trust. It's particularly true if the pricing strategy is not communicated clearly or if the customer feels that they are being misled. The second thing that comes to my mind is a misperceived value. And then the risk is that within that, what I mean is that if a merchant focuses too much on lowering the prices, the buyer or the customer might think that the product is actually of a low quality. If the merchant does not explain why the product is worth a lower price could give the wrong impression of it being of a poor quality. And the third is that any product only works if the people want it. No matter how smart you're pricing it, it won't help if people don't want what you're selling. Before you change your prices, make sure that there's a demand for the product. Look at what's trending or research the market first before you apply these techniques. So with that, we come to the conclusion of this podcast on the psychology of pricing in e-commerce. To summarize, Psychological pricing is a powerful tool for businesses to influence customer behavior by making small price changes that often feel more appealing to the consumer. It taps into how the consumer perceives value, even when actual price difference could be minimal or sometimes not even true. Such techniques can boost sales and create a sense of excitement, helping customers feel like they're getting a great deal. Most are easy and fast to implement and test. Often businesses can do this quickly and easily and get the results in a shorter time. However, as I mentioned, you need to be cautious to avoid any adverse impact as well. Consumers should not feel misled, and if they do catch, it can hurt your trust. Also, if prices are too low, consumers might associate the products with a poor quality product. Finally, I'd like to also summarize this by saying that psychological pricing is only effective if there is a need or a demand for the product. So, pricing alone won't create sales without interest in the product. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you found this episode insightful. Kindly share this podcast with your friends and colleagues who you think might find it useful. Also, it helps us reach more listeners. If you'd like to reach out to us, we can also be reached at info@buildmymart.com, an e-commerce platform that helps small and medium businesses build, launch, and manage their online store at an affordable price. Join us next week and also share with us your suggestions on newer topics in e-commerce and that you would like to explore. Till then, keep exploring e-commerce and have fun while at it. Cheers, signing off, your host Himanshu Parab. Thank you and bye-bye.